welcome to another episode of the podcast, What Else You Got, with Mitch and Margot. It's a great day to have a conversation or a debate. Hey, Mitch, what you got?
So, since you had some great topics the past couple weeks, I've got a very interesting topic that kind of goes along with the last couple blog posts that we've had.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not really kidding. It's just very interesting. Okay. But, so, hard work, does it build character? Or does hard work mean that you aren't doing something right?
Well, one of my favorite phrases, you just happen to bring up a topic I like. One of my favorite phrases I like to ask people is, are you working hard or are you hardly working?
Yep, I am quite familiar with that phrase.
Have you heard it a couple of times?
Just from you.
Yeah, because I am a hard worker, like pretty much all the time. I even work hard when I'm sleeping.
Well, last week you said you were industrious.
Yes. Okay. Industrious is a bigger umbrella. Hardworking comes under that umbrella of being industrious. It is one of my core values, being industrious. So what was your original question? I've been working so hard, I forgot what the question was.
So as working hard, does it build character or does it mean you're doing something wrong?
You know what? I think it's a matter of perspective, and I think it's a matter of personality, and I do think it's a matter of core values, because I'm feeling judged. As I ponder this, I'm feeling judged, because when I ponder whether or not my hard work builds character, or if the fact I'm working hard, maybe my systems aren't as efficient and effective as they could be. Because if I'm working hard all the time, nonstop, well, is it because I'm washing my clothes by hand out on a washboard in a bucket by the river? That's hard working, but is it efficient and effective? Could I use a washing machine and get my clothes washed in a fraction of the time? And I just throw it in there and start the machine, and then I can go and do something else. So yes, hard work builds character. Learning how to wash your clothes on a washboard in a bucket by a river is a great skill to have, and it could build character, but does it mean you're being effective and efficient? Probably not. If you had a washing machine and the washing machine could be doing the work for you while you're using your brain to do other things, that would be a lot more effective and efficient. So which one builds more character? The act of being effective and efficient, or doing the hard manual labor out by the river?
So in the blog post specifically that we're in reference to, it talks about how you have basically two runners. You have one runner that runs the neighborhood and goes all over town. And then you have another one that runs on a treadmill. They both go at the same time. They both go the same distance. But when they go to run the same marathon, the one that ran on the treadmill has more prompts. Problems.
Problems.
Why is that? Which technically in the blog post it talks about it.
Well, I have not yet read your blog post. I'm going to go straight over there after this podcast and read it because it sounds very interesting. Is that found on scabbardmedia.com?
It is.
Okay, I'm going to read it as soon as we're done here. But you asked about the treadmill runner versus the outdoor runner. In my experience, because, well, I'm not a runner, let's be honest. I'm a walker. I don't use a walker. I'm not that old. I'm a walker. And so I have walked on a treadmill. I used to own a treadmill. And from my perspective, it feels very different than walking outside. When I'm walking on a treadmill, I can set the pace so it's consistent and manageable. I can set the incline so it's consistent and manageable. And then I can stand there and read a book on my treadmill while I'm walking. It's not a horrible experience. It's a pleasant experience. When I walk outside, I don't have a consistent pace. I don't have a consistent incline, and I have to pay attention. I don't have to. I choose to. I don't wear headphones when I'm out exercising outside. I try to have a mindful walk where I'm paying attention to the sights and the sounds and the people around me, and I'm paying attention to the obstacles that my feet might encounter. And so I would imagine a runner, if two runners were to go and run in some sort of race outdoors, and the one on the treadmill has been practicing at a motorized mechanical pace, an incline that's very consistent, I would imagine that that treadmill person might have more significant encounters outside because of rocks and pebbles and unexpected obstacles.
Yeah, one of the things that was mentioned in the blog post was the runner who runs the neighborhood, it gets more adapted to the different terrain, the hills, the dips, in your case, the rocks. They also learn how to navigate easier as the person on the treadmill. They know how to stand in one spot with something moving underneath them. But I bring up this example just because it kind of highlights the, yes, both are doing hard things, but they're doing it differently. And some would say that the treadmill is easier, but as you highlighted, it establishes a pace that as a outdoor runner, you wouldn't be able to explicitly get. But at the same time, you are missing a bunch of different details where the runner outside definitely has hard work, but the treadmill runner, they, again, both are doing different things, but they really do build different kinds of character, and they allow you to do different things where, even though it sounds like the opening phrase of does hard work mean you're building character or does it mean you're doing something wrong? Well, it could be somewhere out of the blend of the two.
Okay, I have a thought on that. So to your point of the hard workers who are runners, treadmill versus outdoor, that made me think about hard workers who work in the office versus hard workers who work remotely from home. Is one better than the other? Is one more efficient than the other? Is it solely dependent upon the self-motivation of the employee we're talking about? I know I do a lot of managing at work, and yet I also have a growing to-do pile of tasks that I need to accomplish. But for example, I was so busy managing yesterday, which I love managing, I absolutely love that. I didn't actually get to my pile of to-do tasks. And so if you were to just look at my pile of to-do tasks, you could say, oh, she's not a very good worker. She didn't get much done. But if you look at how I managed the workplace and interacted with the employees, you would say, oh, she's a great manager. She did a great job. If I had worked remotely, I would have gotten probably 90% of the to-do task pile done, but I would have had very limited interaction with coworkers and management. So is what decides what a hard worker is?
Yeah. So as you bring that up, the other part of the blog post was building a house. And you can either put in your hard work and physically, manually by yourself build a house, or you can put in hard work and have a system build the house for you. Because mm-hmm. just like what you're saying, you can either do the work or you can manage people doing the work. And mm-hmm. technically both are hard work, both build character, but they build it differently to get stuff done.
I suppose, and again, I mentioned personality in there. I think personality plays a big part of it. What are our strengths and skills? Are we more talented in one area than another? Is that where we should, or should we focus our time and energy into the area that we're already skilled in? Is that a better use of our hardworking efforts? Or is it better for us to extend our effort energy into the area where our skills are less than, so that we can build them up and strengthen them and become a more well-rounded person?
So there's a really funny joke, meme, thought, idea that happens in IT, and technically happens just about anywhere, that basically goes, "We didn't do it because we thought it was easy. We did it because we thought it was going to." Well, I just know that there's many times that I sit down going, "Oh, I can knock out this project in 5 minutes," and the next thing I know, 5 weeks later, I'm still crying over it, and it hasn't made it very far. I just
Wait,
lost my transition
what
thought.
does it even mean? I'm going to ask Google. What does it even mean to build character? Have you ever thought about that? I mean, I think I know what it means, but that's one of those phrases that we throw around so much.
You keep using that phrase, but I don't think it means what you think it means.
Exactly, Nico Montoya. Is that how you say his name?
Amigo Montoya is the one who asked the question. But
What
it was
does it
also a
mean
word.
to what?
It was, you keep using that word, but I don't think it means what you think it means.
Okay, let's find out what our smartest coworker says. Building character, this is according to Google AI. Building character refers to the process of developing positive personality traits, moral values, and the capacity for ethical decision making. It involves cultivating emotional strength, self-awareness, and the ability to respond effectively to challenges and setbacks. In essence, it's about becoming a more resilient, responsible, and principled individual. So, what does not build character in life? Going through life, all of its ups and downs, challenges, turns and twists, detours, and whatnot, what
So,
does not build character?
according to the definition you just read, is anything that produces negative character is not building character.
Or anything that is lazy? If you're lazy, are you building character?
Maybe in a game, but not on yourself.
Talking about building character in yourself.
Oh, yeah. So,
So, if you're lazy, if you're a lazy learner, if you're a lazy worker, if you're a lazy partner, if you're a lazy parent, if you're a lazy exerciser, if you're lazy, you are not building character.
So, if you're a lazy exerciser, what does that really mean?
Doing leg lifts from the couch? While eating ice cream? Not speaking from experience.
Okay. So, we talked a little bit about the building character side of things, but how can you tell if the hard work and the strain you're going through means you're not doing something right? And specifically, like exercise, yeah, you can be leg lifting, but if you're having it automated by someone lifting your leg for you, that's not quite doing much.
I mean, that's another podcast.
But because I think through quite a few of the different struggles I've had with various projects, and it really comes down to just because I'm thinking programming, because it goes back to I thought it was going to be easy. It doesn't mean it actually was. But it really comes down to I spend time banging my head on something that just doesn't seem to be quite working. And it's tons of hard work. And one example actually from this week is I was referencing the wrong thing. So instead of looking for what I thought was item A, I was looking at item B. Why? Because I got the two backwards. And so.
Okay, so if you think you're a hard worker, but you're not accomplishing anything, are you a hard worker or are you misdirected and eventually just wasting time?
And that's really kind of the crux of the opening question, because sometimes you are a hard worker and things outside of your control keep pushing you back. But as you said, misdirected, sometimes those things that are outside of your control is misdirection. Because if you want to, say, walk to New York, but you're pointing to California, you're putting in plenty of hard work, you just aren't making towards the progress you want. But you are making progress just in a different direction.
So if, couple of things there. So goal identification is essential. And then back to kind of my question of, are you a hard worker? if you just look busy, or, and flip side of that, are people who look busy hard workers?
Ooh, this sounds like an HR problem.
Because just because you look busy, just because you profess to be busy, are you a hard worker? I don't think so. I think there's a big difference between being busy and being a hard worker. And oftentimes in today's culture, even talking outside of work, just in our culture, a lot of people wear it like a badge of honor when, if I were to say, "Hey, Mitch, could you help me come pull some weeds today?" And you're like, "Oh, no, I'm so busy. I've got way too much on my plate. My day is booked. I'm just too busy. I won't." And I say, "What about next week?" "No, I am so busy. I got to go do this, and this. I'm busy." Some people wear that like a badge of honor. "I'm so busy. I don't have time to mess with your little request, your little annoying request, because I'm proud. I'm big and busy." Do you know what I mean? Some people wear it like a badge of honor. But is it? It's not a badge of honor. If you're too busy, it means you don't know how to manage your time.
Yeah, and that there's so many labor related thoughts I have, but it really comes down to hourly work versus salary works versus per job work. And there's since I like to dabble in learning how to do business, there is a couple of videos I've come across where someone says, "How much do you want to get paid?" And someone says, $100 an hour." And you go, "Cool. What if it only takes you a half hour? Is it worth your time?" And they go, "Well, that maybe $200 an hour." And they go, "So why'd you just change the rate?" "Well, because I want to get paid this much to accomplish the job." And they go, "Oh, so you're $100 per job." And they go, "Not quite." And so it really just comes down to the, do you want to get paid just for your time, which means in the US, you spend 8 hours a day to be available to do work, and so you can get paid an hourly rate. Hourly rates are usually cheaper. If you get paid salary, which generally means you commit to 8-ish hours a day, but you also commit more towards you will accomplish X amount of work in a given amount of time. And then you've got basically your lawn guy. If he's there for 5 minutes, but he does everything you need him to, are you still going to pay him as if he was there for 6 hours? It's just one of those that are you paying for a task or you're paying for time, and the real money is task-based. But it really just comes down to, I know plenty of people, they can accomplish a task in 5 minutes and then take the rest of the day off because that's just how their role is set up. But other people, they complete a task, then they get another task, which just goes to one of the fun debates on the internet of, the reward for being a hard worker at a salary job is more work. And so it really is just that weird blend of what type of work are you trying to do? And is it one that you want a full stacked calendar, or do you want a empty calendar that you get paid the same amount as a full stacked calendar?
And that's always a tricky question when it comes to HR management, also, is because you asked the question, if you're a hard worker and you're getting paid hourly, and so you complete a project quickly and efficiently, the reward for that is another project. So if you love your job and you don't mind being paid hourly, then it shouldn't be an issue. However, I think where it becomes an issue is when your hardworking employee is getting things done, but then the lazy employee, the lazy learner, the lazy worker sitting next to them is maybe they're getting paid the same rate. Maybe they don't know what one another's getting paid. But when your hard worker is getting things done, I think where it becomes tricky is if the hard worker is then asked to complete the work of the lazy worker. I think that's when there becomes a shift in the dynamic and a shift in attitude and satisfaction, because I don't think the hard worker should be expected to finish the work of the lazy worker, especially if they're getting paid similarly. I think it's okay if the hard worker gets a fresh new project intended just for them. I don't think it's going to be good for team culture if the hard worker is asked to help do the work of the lazy worker, and the lazy worker still gets paid.
Yeah, and all this really stems from the when there's some kind of project problem, I'll call it project problem, is it the tool isn't quite right or the problem isn't quite right? And which is two really good perspectives in the sense of going back to the you're trying to get to New York, but you go to California, is the tool you're using to get there the correct one, or are you headed in the right direction? Because both might use a car, both might fly, but if the direction of the project is set incorrectly, you're going to get two very disparate results.
So what I heard you say, if the problem isn't right. So what I translate that to mean is if the project has not been accurately described, or if the problem that you're trying to overcome is not accurately defined. And so, for example, at work yesterday, we had a collaboration meeting day before yesterday. I don't know. They all blur together. We had a collaboration meeting, and the number one statement in the collaboration meeting is, let's define our number one goal for this project. Because if you're working on a project, everybody has to agree to and get on board with the number one goal of the project. Otherwise, you're going to have people going not just to California and New York, but Arizona and Alaska, because the problem, the project, was not clearly defined. So that's essential if you want to be an effective and efficient worker, is what exactly is the problem? What exactly is our number one goal? And then once you have that identified clearly and everybody's understanding it, then you can decide, are we taking a train? Are we taking a car? Are we taking a boat? How are we getting there?
Yep. Because if all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
I love that. That was fun.
But yeah, it's definitely one of those that I really like how you're highlighting the what's the goal, what's the objective. Because there's been plenty of projects. I get halfway through the project and then management comes in and says, by the way, all this work you just did, we want you to point the other direction. And I'm going, but all this stuff, I can only salvage half of it if you want to change it that much. And so it really does come down to know what the problem is. Because yes, you can be working very hard to dig a hole in the ground, but if you're off by 5 feet, you have to fill in the hole and then redig it so that it's in the right spot.
Well, and additionally, so if you're, in your example, if your boss came to you and said, okay, whoa, wait, set that down, we're going a different direction, does that affect your key performance indicators? Are you now not a hardworking, efficient, effective worker because you just spent 10 project hours and have nothing to show for it? So are you now not a hard worker because you just wasted 10 hours of project time because you didn't understand where the team wanted the project to go? Is that on your shoulders? Or does management understand they've made a pivot? They wasted all of your time. This is not a reflection of you. And hopefully they're smart enough to acknowledge your cooperation in being able to pivot midstream and your ability to be a team player. And instead of complaining and pushing back, you're like, okay, I can set this down and pivot. Do you see what I'm saying? Are you a hard worker because you're able to pivot? Or are you not a hard worker because you just wasted all those hours?
And I think kind of the underlying context to this whole topic is, what are we measuring against? Because if we go back to the treadmill versus the outdoor runner, it doesn't make too much difference if all they do is for personal health and personal growth. But if you shift it to a marathon run, completely different parameters, and they perform very differently on how their training worked.
And I think in business and in life, that's where we need to have key performance indicators. So not only do we need to identify the problem or the project or the goal, it needs to be clearly identified. And then we have to identify the vehicle or the mode for which we're going to go toward that goal. But then we also need to identify those key performance indicators, KPIs, to measure what measuring stick are we going to use to determine how effective and efficient the project was? How do we know when we've achieved our goal? And are we measuring along the way to make sure our progress is adequate toward the goal? We need key performance indicators to help us determine not only are we successful as a team going toward a goal, solve a problem, but is Mitch pulling his weight and meeting the key performance indicators? Is Margot even aware of the key performance indicators? Who's got the measuring stick? Who's keeping tabs? And does it matter? Are you as a hard worker as I am?
And Grant, it really also goes to sometimes the hard work that you think you're looking for isn't quite the hard work that is needed. Because since you said you're a manager, and you have a pile of to-dos, well, like you said, based off of the to-dos, you probably aren't that great. But at the same time, it really comes down to, but you do a lot of work behind the scenes to enable your team to move forward, and which then is lumped into their performance, and it makes them look good. But at the same time, it's one of those that if you're looking for, did you accomplish your tasks? Well, on one hand, yes. On one hand, no. Yes, you enabled your team. No, you still have a to-do list. But it really does come down to the behind-the-scenes stuff that people just don't see. That stuff's super important, especially if it's then considered common, like it's like HR management stuff. People expect to get paid, but they don't think of who does the paying.
And also I think this is where a lot of employees get frustrated in their jobs, because like you mentioned, what am I being judged on? My ability to manage or my ability to accomplish my pile of to-dos? I think employees get frustrated when they are judged in a similar manner, when they're given way too much work to do, there's not enough time to do it, and yet they're still expected to get it done. Employees are going to get frustrated, burnt out, and feel unappreciated and quit. And that comes down to, you know, still related to KPIs, it also comes down to the scope of the work. If you're giving one person way too big of a scope for their job that they're supposed to accomplish in 8 hours, and they're still being judged based on the key performance indicators, you're setting them up for failure. And so it's important to define the scope of somebody's position and let them master that and hit those key performance indicators and let them feel capable and competent, and then sit down and have a conversation and ask if they're ready to expand their scope because they've become so efficient in their areas of responsibility. Don't set people up for failure by giving them too much and too many undefined parameters and no key performance indicators. You're setting them up for failure. You need to define the scope of the work for each person.
So just going back to the original question, so does hard work mean you're building character, or does hard work mean that something isn't right?
Both.
Yeah, because I think we've summarized various different aspects, and there's so many different other avenues to go down that hard work is important to build character. But at the same time, if something's not working and it just feels like lots of hard work with no progress, there probably is something that's not quite right that should be addressed, should be looked at.
Yep.
Whether that's the goal, the direction, the tools, or knowledge, because actually technically knowledge is a tool, but there's just so many different things that it could highlight why it feels like hard work with no progress.
Right. And again, you need those key performance indicators to measure what's being accomplished and if it's being effective and efficient. So you need the whole system in place. So if there are problems, take a look at the system that's being utilized and examine the system before judging the people.
Well said. Well said.
That kind of sounded smart.
Yeah. Because we are smart. Everyone's smart.
Oh, we need to use key performance indicators to judge our smartness.
Well, if you're talking us, it's how many people actually subscribe, and comment, and tell us how awesome we're doing.
Do it! Click all the things!
Yeah. So, Margo, what else you got?
For today, I got nothing. So what? Maybe everybody else is going to need to join us on our next episode of What Else You Got with Mitch and Margot. And remember, click all the buttons, like, forward, favorite, comment, say something. Talk to us and catch us on the next episode of What Else You Got.